Today's daf is Pesachim daf Sadi Beis. We are on Sadi Aleph Amud Beis, the Mishnah. We are up to the last Amud of the 8th Perek and the first Amud of the 9th Perek as we transition from Haisha to Mi Shahaya. So we'll start with Sadi Aleph Amud Beis after having discussed the various issues relating to Onein, Mefakech Esagal, and other cases of questionable situations on Erev Pesach, whether a person is going to be ro'i to be able to eat the Karan Pesach or not, says the Mishnah, continuing along those lines. Onein, what if somebody has an Onein on Erev, somebody is an Onein on Erev Pesach, Tovel v'ochel es pischol la'erev. He can go to the mikvah. The previous Mishnah said, can we shecht on his behalf or not? Now we're talking about what exactly can he do? He or she do. So Onein, Tovel, Volkos, Pizkol, Arab, and Onein can be Tovel, go to the mikvah that day and eat the Karan Pesach that night. And Rashi adds the crucial words, the Af Alpi Sha'adayin Lo Nikbar. Even if the Kfura did not take place yet, still, he could go to the mikvah and eat. De'ein aninus, Rashi explains the Svara, De'ein aninus min ha-Torah ela bayom, on a Doraisa level. What is the source of aninus? There are two suggestions given in the Rishonim. And based on the Gemara, what are the two suggestions? Number one is a pasuk in the end of the Torah in Kisavo, Lo achalti va'oni mimenu, with the context of Maaser Sheni. And a person, the Torah says explicitly, a person is allowed to eat Maaser Sheni when they are in a state of aninus. So a chazal dash, we dash nakav a chobar to karbanos. If you can't eat Maaser Sheni when you're in onein, karbanos has a higher standard. So therefore, surely you can't eat kachim when one is an onein. Number one. Or the other suggestion is the pasuk by Aaron HaKohen. We spoke about last week the various Gemaras, Hayita Beni Hashem, where Aaron HaKohen says, would you have wanted me to eat this today after my sons died, after this situation happened? So that is why. Those are the two sources. So either way, aninus, as we mentioned, it's for sure a din. I wouldn't call it a mitzvah, but a din d'oraisa on the day of the death. The question is, what about the night after? So that's the machlokas and Maseches Vachim, whether aninus laila is d'oraisa or d'rabanan. That is a question. Rashi here is going like the opinion that it is d'rabanan. So, as the Gemara will explain, that night, even before the burial, so the state that he's in, the reason he can't eat karbanos is an iser derabanan. But there's a mitzvah asei sheyish bo kares, staring at him in the face. Karban Pesach. So that's docha. Amazingly, nothing happened. He was an onein daraisa, and all of a sudden it turned nighttime. Nothing happened as long as he went to the mikvah. Why does he have to go to the mikvah? He wasn't tamei. He has to go to the mikvah, Rashi says, on a derabanan level, because he was usher at kachim till now. And now the state is switching, so midrabanan, he goes to the mikvah. Sometimes we find rabbinic minhagim obligations to go to the mikvah. The Rama even writes in Yaredeya that the minhag, we know a ger obviously has to go to the mikvah on a daraisa level. Mila tefillin artzos damim are needed. But on a derabanan level, the Rama quotes in Yaredeya that someone who is a baal tshuva, who totally, you know, was not connected, and then he became a baal tshuva. So he should go to the mikvah. He should go to the mikvah. Well, the mikvah. So as a minhag. It's a minhag. It's not a dib, but as a minhag. So too, here, Rashi quotes on the third white line, Srichin tefila lak ha'onein mechus ha'kipurin. The Mishnah says, at the end of Chagiga, Srichin tefila lak ha'odesh, mitoch she'ne'esru ad achshav b'kachim. Since up until now, he was also for eating kachim, atzrachinu rabbanan tefila. The rabbanan required him to go to the mikvah, even though Meikar, he doesn't need it on a daraisa level. Afal pisha mechusik yipurim tovel esmol, even though he was tovel yesterday, but that is the halacha of onein. So again, it's the iser derabanan being pushed aside by the mitzvah daraisa sheyeshbo karis. Okay, so that is the first halacha of aninus. Let's continue, and then we will get back to an important also pointed Rashi. Avalo b'kachim, but by regular karbanos we wouldn't allow it. Even though it's still eating kachim, as we have mentioned, is a mitzvah daraisa. Remember we mentioned the sheet of the Rambam and the Rashi. Rambam said at least the achila of the kohanim, as we had earlier. Remember kohanim ochlim and bialim is kaprin. Right, that was the earlier Gemara on Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis. Malamich kohanim ochlim and bialim is kaprin. And we discussed there the discussion. The Rambam holds clearly that there is a two tiered mitzvah asay. Eating kachim by the kohanim is a mitzvah asay, eating menaches is a mitzvah asay. And then a secondary level, the Rambam says, if you remember the lashon, v'chein, and also eating kachim kalim is a mitzvah, is included in the mitzvah asay. Nowhere does the Rambam mention that the Yisraelim eating their part of the shlamim is a mitzvah zaseh. That's not written explicitly. That's Rashi Shita. Rashi holds that, but either way, it's a mitzvah, some part of eating kachem is a mitzvah zaseh, but that is not pushed aside by the Isser Durabanan of Aninus. Right? The Mishnah says, we only will allow an onain to eat the carbon Pesach even before the burial. At least we'll still go according to Rashi. But other carbonists, we wouldn't, as we'll see in the Gemara, because it doesn't have karis associated with it. Asei she'ish bo kares, that we will say that is doche, but not an asei she'ein bo kares. That is the first halacha of the of the Mishnah. Rav Issa Zalman notes, what happens if the burial did take place? If the burial took place, let's say the burial took place after Shkia, that night, says Rav Issa Zalman, ironically, then he cannot eat the Karban Pesach because of the din of Avelus. Avelus kicks in, and he became Tameh, made himself Tameh, and then he can't. So it's better, in terms of Hilchos Karban Pesach, for the burial not to have happened than for the burial to have happened. And even, he suggests, Rav Issa Zalman discussed this in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, even if he wasn't Metameh himself, he still has the din of an Avel, and that din of an Avel might be more connected to the state of Aninus than the state of Aninus Laila Durabanan. And he goes through the working that out. He talks about two types of Aninus, and he says, ironically, it might be better for him regarding Hilchos Karban Pesach for the burial, not that we delay the burial, Rachmana l'Islam, we never delay burials, but that in terms of eating the Karban Pesach, it might be better for him for the Kvura not to have happened yet. Okay, that is all issue number one. Next, Hashomei al Meso. If somebody hears about a relative that died, Shomei al Meso, as we know, the halacha is Shmua Karova, Shmua Rechoka, the different halachas. If somebody hears about a relative that was Nifter, Rashi quotes, there is Aninas Durabanan. Again, V'amalaki lo atzamos. If somebody does Likan atzamos, somebody gathers there the bones, the body of the relative in order to move them for some reason, as Hashem will get to. And again, Rashi quotes the Gemara in Moed Katan, there is a velus on that day. Misabalev kol hayom kulo. A velus one day. So all these cases, tova v'ocha b'kachim, all these cases is only a problem that day, and therefore one can, they can. Again, the previous Mishnah was about what we do on their behalf. But I'm talking about what they do. They can go to the mikvah. For Midrabanan, we said, Daraisa, they weren't Matami. What did they go to the mikvah for? But Midrabanan, they go to the mikvah, Valkha Bakachim, and then they can eat Kachim that night. So that is the first half of the Mishnah. Let's finish the Mishnah, then we'll talk more about it. Ger Shenizgayer. What if you have a Ger? Ger Shenizgayer, Be'er Pesach. What if Sager converted Erev Pesach? Shouldn't it be Goy Shenizgayer? Why is it Ger Shenizgayer? If he's a Ger, he was ready in the Skyer. Should we call it a Goyish Nisgayer? So one of the Achronim pointed out that every Ger, and we know, was at Maimon Har Sinai. He was already there. There was already a connection. Kadosh Baruch Hu knew that he was going to be Mesofet Tzachas Kafei Ashchina. So he was already a Gersh in Nisgayer. He already, it was a label that way. Kadosh Baruch Hu knew that it was going to happen. That's why that's not a Goyish Nisgayer. That's why we call him a Gersh in Nisgayer. Even though it's Gersh in Nisgayer, Kutin Shinova Dami, the Gemara says in Yavamas. But it's like a new beginning, but there's something there beforehand. Something there. There's no Pintel Yid. There's a pintle of something, right? The Gersh and his guy, right? That was once asked. I don't have an answer to it. I never saw it anywhere. A Ger in utero. What did he learn? Did he learn Sheva Mitzvahs or did he learn Kol HaTorah Kula 613? I don't know. Not sure. The Malach, I don't know if the Malach also is able to see La'achar Zman. But either way, Chodesh Baruch Hu, I'm sure, takes care of it and creates what needs to be created. So the Ger, that's this guy at Erev Pesach. So, right, busy day. Erev Pesach, the Bezdin, Dafka, that's the day he finished learning all about the mitzvahs, that's the day he becomes Jewish. The halacha is one of the first mitzvahs he's going to do is Karban Pesach. Or will it be one of the first mitzvahs? Machlokas, Beishamai Omrim, fine. Beishamai here is Mako. Tovel v'ochel es piskol la'erev. Actually, might not be, but it's a chumr, he has to eat Karban Pesach. So, this is not one of the items listed in the beginning of Maseches Beitza, where we list off all of the kulas of Beis Shammai and the chumras of Beis Hillel. This is not listed, because I formulate it as a kula, but maybe not. It's a kula that he's allowed to, but he's a chumra that he has to. So Beis Shammai says he could go to the mikveh and eat the Karban Pesach. What's the matter? He became Jewish, wonderful. He goes to the mikveh, eats Karban Pesach, but Beis Hillel says not. Beis Hillel Omrim, Haporesh min Ha'arla, Kaporesh min HaKever. If somebody separates from Arla, meaning he was an Arel, and he was an Orel who was not Jewish, who became Jewish today, Kaporish ben HaKever, it's as if he was Tamei Meis, meaning he's got to wait a week. He's got to wait, we'll see. This is a Nisa Durabanan, based on next year, the Goy slash Ger might say, well, last year I, you know, did it on Erev Pesach, I became Jewish, I was able to eat it. So what happens if he becomes Tamei Meis next year, Erev Pesach, he might get confused, and therefore, at the Rabbanan level, we will not allow him to take part in Karban Pesach. Related to this is the Meshech Chachma that we mentioned a few times already in this Pesachla, but you gotta mention it now, that related to this Machlokah Leshamei Beis Hillel. There is an amazing Havamina. Rashi quotes it in Parshas Bo. Amazing Havamina of a Medrash. The Medrash says that Havamina, you might think that a Ger has to bring a Karban Pesach the day he converts, even if it's in the middle of Tammuz. Doesn't matter when it is. You might think, just like the Ger, there's a set of karbanos that a Ger has to bring. Every Ger today, there's a Ger Bizman Hazeh, Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, Mashiach, right? The Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt today. The Ger's going to have to bring a set of karbanos. It's karbanos of Gerus. Right? What the Gemara says, we become Jewish through Mila, Tevila, and Hartzaz Damim. Blood, right? The sprinkling of the blood. We can't do that Bizman Hazeh, because we don't have karbanos. But we have to keep track, and every ger has to bring his set of karbanos. There's a havamin in the medrash that not only a regular set of karbanos, but even a karban pesach. Karban pesach? What does a karban pesach have to do with gerus? He has to bring a karban pesach the day he converts? Why? So explains the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Bahaloscha, in the context of Pesach Sheni, that he brings a lot of rayas. Karban pesach is the anti-avodah zarah karban. It's the symbol. It's the anti-Avodah Zarah. This is the first carbon that was given nationally, that was commanded nationally to Klal Yisrael when they were on the 49th level of Tumah, and they were about to be lost in Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands them, Karban Pesach, as we know, take the God of the Egyptians and do everything, do the Avodah to it, and as we discussed from the Chizkuni, you burn it whole, and you make a barbecue so the whole Mitzrayim can smell it, and you do it in the afternoon when they're coming back from work, and you tie it to your bed for four nights so that it's making sounds the whole night. It's all about disproving their God. So says the Meshech Chachma, that's exactly the Havamina. That a ger, you might have thought, was required to bring Karban Pesach the day he converts, because this is about being anti-Avodah Zarah. And that is why the only times B'nai Yisrael brought Karban Pesach in the Midbar was year the beginning, right, after getting out of Mitzrayim, and getting rid of that Avodah Zarah, and all the way at the end, Valpar. Right, the last one, they needed it. When they went in, they had just, gone through, you know, terrible times. Says the Meshech Chachma, V'lachein, achrei sha'asu Yisrael ha'egel, tziva Hashem Yisbarach b'shan ha'shedis la'asot ha'pesach, la'archika b'lavdila m'latara m'gilulei avodas kalibim, v'chein b'shan ha'sar ha'boim, sh'tol l'bal pa'or. Right, you might say, oh, it's also because they couldn't get Mila. That's true. But on a larger scale, right, this week's Parsha, Parshas Zos HaBracha, right, it says by Uvrischa Yinsoru, by Levi. They were the only ones that got Bris Mila, Rashi quotes. So again, but besides them, there's another reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it, that B'nai Yisrael did come at Pesach those years, year 1 and 2 and year 40, because it was right after they were involved in Avodah Zarah. And that is why he continues to explain that Yoshio quotes a story by in Melachim Beis, Yoshio HaMelech, when he was B'taher Yehuda and Yerushalayim from the Asheris, he made Karban Pesach, even though it wasn't Pesach yet. It says, Lo nasa ke Pesach hazeh b'yimei ha'shoftim, asher shoftu as Yisrael v'chol yimei Malach Yisrael Malach Yehuda. So again, what's the emphasis? Because he was being B'taher the Abbeis HaMelech from Avodah Zarah. There are many rayas to this, but this is why B'yitachein, the Af Ger, Tzarek Lahavi, Karban, he goes through this Havamina. This is what relates to our Gemara, our Mishnah right here, Machlokas Veshamei Bisilel, in terms of Ger on real Erev Pesach, having to bring the Karban. Okay, says the Gemara, my time up. So what is the reason that the Onain, who is even without burial, again, when we're going with Rashi Pshat, even without burial, is allowed to partake of Karban Pesach that night, my time, Kasavar Aninos, Delaila de Rabbanan, we hold, right, Machlokas Tanoim, but he holds like Aninos Laila, that Laila after the day of death is de Rabbanan, Vigabe Pesach, Lohemita de Vrema Makam Kares, and for Karban Pesach, you know, there's a din de Rabbanan, but where are you going to lose out on an Ase Sheish Makares? We will allow you to. Gabi Kachim, Emita de Vrema Makam Ase. By Kachim, you're right, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, but there's no kares for Kohanim not partaking of the carbon, or Yisraelim even, not partaking of a carbon, and therefore they keep their Isur Durabanan going, even though it will make them, make the Kohanim, not be able to partake of the carbonos. Good. Number two, Hashomea Almeso Vechulu. Somebody hears about the person who a relative who died, or somebody's Malakid Atsamos, they can be Tovel and eat Kacha tonight. Really? Somebody who does Likid Atsamos? Likid Atsamos becomes Tomei. He needs Hazah. Ask the Gemara, Malakid Atsamos, Haboy Hazah Shlishi Vishvi. Doesn't need Hazah on day 3 and day 7 of the ashes of the Paraduma? Right? So how does that work? He can't eat it that night. Ema Shalikdu Lu Atsamos. That doesn't mean he actually did it. It means it was done on his behalf. Somebody did it. But it wasn't that he did it, and therefore, in that case, he would still be able to partake that night. And we know there were, right, 9 para adumas in history. The Mishnah says in Maseches Para. There were 9 para adumas in history. One of the times of Moshe, and then the, one of the times of, Ezra, and the other 7 in the times of Bayesheni. And the 10th one is gonna be Yibos HaMashiach. That's what the Mishnah says, and when the Rambam quotes this Mishnah in Maseches, in the Hilchas Paraduma, the Rambam says, and the 10th one will be the Rosh Hashiach, Mehera Yigala, the Rambam says. Most feather, but the Babacher Rebbe points out, Kedarka Bakodesh. What the Rambam usually doesn't end off his halachas and Mishnah Torah, Mehera Yemeinu Amen. Right? And here, all of a sudden, he says, Mehera Yigala. So explains to the Babacher Rebbe, because that's part of our Amunah. Whenever we mention it, that has to be our knee-jerk reaction. The Rambam mentions Mashiach, Mehera Yigala. He has to throw that in, even in Mishnah Torah, even Dafke in Mishnah Torah to teach us this, right, that the 10th Paraduma is going to come up then.
So Malachi
Likad Atzamos, well, if they became Tameh, they actually touched, they become Daisim, but if they didn't, as they did of an Avel that day, but only for that day, not that night. La'erev, there's no Avel. Listen, that's why they could partake of the Karban that night. That is the Hadar of Likad Atzamos. When is Likad Atzamos done? And why would it be allowed to be done? So Rav Moshe has about 25 tshuvas about different cases of Likud Atzamos. I'll mention about 4. Right? Rav Moshe, first of all, there's an amazing line in the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer has a line in the tshuva where he says, if Likud Atzamos is done, it's good not to tell the person till the next day. Why? Because they're going to be patur from mitzvahs. Why create a situation where somebody's going to be patur from mitzvahs? So if you're doing it, the Chassam Sofer writes, at the end of your Adeya, Shin Nun Gimel, I'll read it to you. Bahasal Kinan, Kol HaYodeya, Ki Yifnu Hayom Atzos Krovav. Well, first he says, if somebody knows that they're going to do it that day, patur mikol HaMitzvos Atche Hiviyam L'menu Chassam. They're patur from mitzvahs until Kfura occurs. And then you're an Avo for the rest of the day. L'menu Chassam V'kever. V'yachar HaKfura Mis'abel Ad HaEref. V'chayev L'kroa B'shas Pinui O B'shas Shmua. And there's a Chiyiv Kriya. Rechmano Litzvan. Aval Tov Shelo Lohodi Ala Krovim. Wow. That's the Chassam Sofer. Tov Lohodi, Lo Lohodi, what about a real Avelis? We don't say that by real Avelis at Adios. We would never say that. Why? Because it's a mitzvah of Avelis. Right after Kfur, there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah, Daraisa, Darabanan, but Aninus is not a mitzvah, it's a din. To be in this state. And the Avelis of after Kfur of an Aninus. So afterwards you can tell them. Because then it's just you don't lose any mitzvahs. But he says Tov Shalom Lodia Akrovim calls Alzeh Ubali Chever Kadisha Gomle Chasadim Yivaru Koyom Biyomo Anashim Shalom Yagil Akrovei Atzvam Bayamahu Vubegibilas Chesed Datora Chasal Yisrael Ubitul Zmanehem VaChachamim Einehem Baroshehem. And the Chazal are worried about the bitul zman and the bitul mitzvahs of a Jew. Okay, that's the Chassam Sofer. But either way, why would one be allowed to do Likud Atzamos? So there are various cases. The most obvious one is bringing the Guf to Eretz Yisrael. That is the one that, so usually that happens right away. But let's say it couldn't happen right away. There are many of the greats, the certain Gdolim in Har Mnuchot that were brought. The Chida. The Chida was brought from outside. Mamie Lublin. Right, there are others. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this in Kufnun Dalid, in Yoredeya based Kufnun Dalid, tshuva from 1965. Hinei, bedvar shehevin das ishto. The man asked him that he understood from his wife that she wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, but because at the time of her death, he was not in any state to do it, bebnei chol shaso, lo haya yachol az la'asose. V'kavra bebeis akvaras de Montreal. V'yata acharei aver karav lashana. Noch daito, verotza lekayim ritzona, verotza leida daito. You want to know my das, if I think it's a good idea. He says, what do you see me for? It's my first Shulchan Aruch. He says, Shulchan Aruch says, in Yeradeh, Shin Sama Gimel, Shekadeh Laholach La'aretz Yisrael Mutter. V'lo Hizkir Tam L'Sfeik, I'm not sure exactly about the questioner's Safek in the letter. He says, it must be that he just, you know, he doesn't want to, when it comes to these types of ideas, you don't want to do it yourself. Maybe this is what you're not sure about. And he goes through and says, maybe the halacha of going to Eretz Yisrael is only after a person dies before they're buried. Then you can go to Eretz Yisrael and delay the Levaya. But to do Likarat Samos, maybe that's what you're not sure about. Why? What's the issue? There's an issue of Bizayan of the Mesim Shenisharu. Says, what about the other people who are still there? It's a Bizayan, right? It's good. You're leaving. Well, we're not good company for you. We're not good company. We're not good friends. But we make it hard. We make it, you know, we're not, you don't like the neighborhood. So he says, no, even so. Avonera Pashat, Shekiva Shemasharoto, Alicha Beret Yisrael, will be Tam Kapara, Leka Shumbi Zion Lamesav Shadisharu, Mishum, to after Vada Hayarota La Nuach Etzlam, Avon who wrote it, Baha Kapara, the Kfur of Beret Yisrael. And then he says, the issue of Bizoyin Sharmesim is Dafka, Kishabolichadoso Mitchila, Lekavra Babakamacher. I don't want to get near these people. Aval, once you buried him, so you see the person was happy being there. And now you're moving, it's obviously for a different reason. Hari Haroe, Hera, Shenichalo Batsam Lanua, Kesala Mesam, Shebesak Varaze. The Avidu Kalaroim, Sherak Tamacher Yeshlo, She Mifadimo Sola Keramakabacher, Volomishim Shlonichal, Lanua Kesala Mesam, Shasham, the Cholet says, Pashut! Says you could take the wife. Take the wife, that was his case. Again, there's many, many story. I'll just read you just four interesting cases. There's one, a couple of tshuvas later, here also in Yeradeya Beis, in Kuf Samach Beis. This case, Imrashon Lefanos Hameis, this is a very serious issue, but listen to what Ramosha says. Erev Shvuas, 1963, he wrote this. Imrashon Lefanos Hameis, Kedei Sheyuchlu Habanim Lelech Al Kivro Lefamim. That's the case. Bihine, Lidvar, Lefanos, Aronos, Shel Aviv, Olav HaShalom, May Akron, Le New York. The father was buried in Akron, Ohio. And all the kids lived in New York. So nobody's ever getting out to Akron. So they want to know, can they move the father to New York so they can go visit him? Says Rav Moshe, why exactly are you moving the mace? For your covet or your father's covet? He says, it sounds like you're moving him for your covet. And that's Usher. Rav Moshe says, Pashut she Usher. Shepinu yizeh eino lechvoda meis el lahakel al abanim. Kishe yirtu lelech al kivrei avos. He says, well, you're making it more convenient for you? He says, that's not a reason to move the meis. It's very serious issues about Likud Atzamos. Ube etzem, and then you listen to this. Kol halicha al kever avos eino chiyuv. There's no chiyuv whatsoever to go to kever avos. Ule kisvei ha'arizal, shehevi amagin evram, ein lele klal lebeis akvaris. Avlutzorach bigro kivrei avos. Avo av shaholam nogin leilech al kivrei avos is a midag Yisrael. Many times people time their trips to Eretz Yisrael to go to the yard site. He says, but is that v'choshev is zel kavod av? Ein zel kavod ameis sheshayach lahatir a pinui bishvol zel. Okay, maybe a little bit, but it's not kavod ameis that we would allow pinui. Avim lo yuchlu klal leilech al kivrei avos laolam. Even if you can never go to your father's kever, says Rav Moshe, you're not allowed to move him. Shalo bishvil kol kavod hanidme la'adam matirin lefanos. Just because I think it's a covet for the father, for my grandchildren to be able to visit, says, that's covet ha'meduma, says Rav Moshe. That's not real covet. All right, so he says, Rak bishvil kavod aviv l'kavro etzal avosav. You want to move him to the cemetery where all the avos are, and you want to move to the cemetery of Eretz Yisrael, says that's a reason, not because of any kavod acher. Rav Moshe is very strong. So now, with that understanding, you can go back to the other tshuvas in Yeradei Chelek Aleph, where Rav Moshe discusses, again, just to mention maybe one or two more, and then we'll continue. Rav Moshe says in Reish Lamed Vav, Pini Ameis L'Kever Mishpacha. What about L'Kever? He was buried somewhere else, he says, V'hine, B'dar Pini Ameis, Shabanim Rotzim L'Fanos Es Aviyem, She'nikvar Bi'ir Rachok Mi'Toronto, L'Toronto. A lot of Canadian shilas. Basher Heim Konim V'Toronto, Makom Gadol L'Kever Mishpacha. They have a large Kever Mishpacha in Toronto. They want to move there. He was buried at some small town out in Canada. So Moshe is not into it. Moshe is not into it at all. But he said, L'maisa, Kever Avos, to be with the whole family that are already dead. Not the Kever Avos that the Bunim visiting. But the Kever Avos are already. So he says there are some Achronim that allow it. even though there's bilbul and shamayim when you do likud atzamos, I'm not really a fan of it, but he said if you really want to do it, I'll allow. But you see from the other case, visiting a niftar is more kavod achayim than kavod amesim, right? We feel good by visiting our relatives. It's not that, what is the mace got about? What, the more rocks on the kever, the better it is in shamayim? I mean, obviously, the Gemara talks about Rachman al-Islan at a Levaya, right? The people come to listen, min ha-shamayim. They're not the people, the malachim. Okay, anyway, there's two more. Be'inyin, what about a case of a man who is buried by mistake next to a different woman, not his wife? Rachman al-Islan, the Chever Kadisha made a big mistake. Be'inyin isha betos kavruah eitzel isha. You think these didn't happen? They all happened. They were asked by Moshe. This one happened in Tishrei in 1954. Right? He quotes from Patterson, the Rav from Patterson. Even though you wrote the letter on the fourth day of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, I got the letter on Chol HaMoed. I didn't want to answer you till now. So now it's Mosoi Sukkos, so I'm answering you this letter. I don't know if Moshe was speaking to a computer on Chol HaMoed either. Okay, we're Mekel. Asher Pashut. Since the minog is not to bury a man and a woman if they're not married next to each other, who be zayon gadol, v'gam inyin la'az al haniftar, shahaya lon lahatzrich lefanoso eitzel hanoshim. He says, you know, it's a bizayon. Basically, if you're married next to somebody else's wife, v'chede bizayon la'isha. He says, you can move. The continues, and therefore for sure one can move. But again, these are all serious shilos. What about if you found out a Jew is buried in a non-Jewish cemetery, are you allowed to move? Right, many Jews out there, you know, across the Chutz La'aretz that maybe aren't so proud or so, you know, strong in their Jewishness, and they don't care where they're buried, and maybe their children later on come back to the fold, and they want to move them. So again, all of these are very, very serious shilas, but there's a likud atzamos, and the Chassam Sofer said dead or not to say. Either way, lamaisa, we continue. Says the Gemara now. Amar Gershon Hizgayir, fourth line, sixth line of the Gemara. Gershon Hizgayir v'chulu Amar Rabbi Chana Amar Biyochanan. So we had a machlokas in the Mishnah between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about whether one can, a ger that converts on Erev Pesach, whether he can do the Karev Pesach. Machlokas Ba'arul Nachri. The machlokas is, as is discussed in the Mishnah, by a non-Jew who converted on Erev Pesach, and he's an RL, and we are giving him Mila. De Beis Hillel Savri. Gezeira Shem Yitam 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 Haba. Maybe next year he's going to become Tamei on Erev Pesach, or the Minchas Chinuch says he's going to become Tamei within a week of Pesach. Either way. The Yomar, and he's going to say, Eshtaken Milo Tavalti V'achalti. Last year, didn't I just jump in the mikvah, and then I ate Karev Pesach, so Achshav Nami Yitvav Ochel, and now too. V'lo Yada, and he won't realize, Eshtaken Nachri Ave, last year he was a non-Jew. V'lo Makabal Tumah, and even though he became Tamei the day before Pesach last year, a goyzav a kabal tuma, and therefore it doesn't affect him, and he does not need 3 and 7. Achshav Yisrael will be kabal tuma, and therefore Beis Hillel says, because of Xera, he's going to get confused between Tumas Mace when he was a goy and not. So therefore, he's not allowed. He's got to wait till Pesach Sheni. Even though there's an Isra a mitzvah Saseish Yishbo Karis, it doesn't matter. This Durabanan is Docha. This Durabanan is Docha. This Xera is Docha. Yes. Aval Arel Yisrael. What about Stam and Arel? Yisrael. Not an Arel Nachri, but a Jew. A Jew who never got a Bris Mila before. And he gets it on Erev Pesach. Yisrael, Divri HaKol, Tov Avolchas, Fischol Erev. There's no such Gzera. V'lo Gazrinan Arel Yisrael, Mishom Arel Nachri. There's no such Gzera because a Jew, he knew about Tumas Meis beforehand. He was involved. He just didn't have a Bris Mila yet. And therefore, we would allow him to eat. Tani Nami Hachli, we also learned in the Braisa, Amr Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Lo Nechlu, B'Shem Yisrael, Al Ara Yisrael, Shetova, V'Ochaz, Nizkol, La'erev. There's no machlokas about Ara Yisrael, Al Nechluku, Al Ara Nachri. Shem B'Shem Yisrael, Omrim, Tova, V'Ochaz, Nizkol, La'erev, U'Beis Hillel, Omrim, HaPorish Min Ha'Arla, K'Porish Min HaKever. Remember the stories in Masechta Shabbos, Taflamet Aleph. Hillel made it easier for Gerim to convert Bechlal. right? Even if they're on one foot, that even only to accept Torah Shebichsav. Remember all those stories on in the Masechta Shabbos. They were talking about Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in terms of Gzeira later on. Once one converts, the Nachas Chiddush discusses in Mitzvah Hay what happens if the Goy Ger brings it anyway. So that relates to the issue of the Rabbanans affecting Daraisas. Once the Rabbanan said that the Goy Ger cannot bring it, did they wipe out his Chiyuv? And if he brings it, it's meaningless. Or do we say no? He could bring it, and if he did it, it works anyway, and he does not have to do Pesach Sheni. That's a discussion. The Nachas Chiddush is noted to say that it does not work. It does not work. Okay, Amar Rava. Rava says, Arel Hazaa v'Izemel Hamidu Devrayim b'Makom Kares. These three cases, we'll see what they are. The Rabbanan said, "Our did applies, even though a mitzvah asay that as kares is not going to be fulfilled. Still, we make the din. Onein u'mitzora u'beis apras lo hamidu Devrayim b'Makom Kares. But these three, they were not mabed. They say, oh, it's a Rabbanan. So we will forego it because of the mitzvahs aseh. So what are these six? So Arel Hadamran. Arel, we just said, right? That was a din of Beis Hillel. And Arel Nachri, converted on Erev Pesach, he does not do Karban Pesach, even though it's an aseh sheish bo kares. The Rabbanim were ma'amid their din, even in this circumstance. Hazaa, we also had earlier in the beginning of the sixth parak, back at the Samachay, to Amar Mar, Hazaa Shvus Neidoch Hazaa Shabbos. Remember, sprinkling hazaa, if somebody requires sprinkling on, let's say, Erev Pesach is Shabbos, and it's day 7 of the Tumas Meis, if he gets sprinkled by the ashes of the Paraduma today, he can eat Erev Pesach that night. Nope, no good. Hazaa. Issa d'Rabbanan. You can't do hazaa on Shabbos. Why not? Remember, why does hazaa require Erev Pesach? So we had 2 days there. 2 days there. Either the Gemara spoke about Shemi Yavirenu. Shemi Yavi Renu, the ashes of the Paraduma, not just Megillah and Shofar and Lulav, right? Xer Shemi Yavi Renu, the ashes. Or the other Pshar Rashi gave was Tikkun. You're being Misaki, Tikkun Gavra, just like you can't be Tovel Kalim on Erev Pesach, as it is a Drabana though. So, they will mamid their did. So, Hazar is a Shuas and not Doka Shabbos. And number three, Izemel. Izemel, the Tanya, what's Izemel? Izemel is the knife of Bris Mila. So we have this back in the 19th parak in Shabbos, in Reb Elazar de Mila. What did the Braisa say there? Detanya, Kishem, She'ein, Mivien, Oso, Derek, Roshus, Arabim. Just like, Bris Mila is Docha Shabbos. We know that, based on a special pasuk, Biyom HaShmini. But what happens if I forgot to bring the knife, and the knife is somewhere else and there's no Erev in town? So what's the halacha? So I for sure cannot bring it through a Roshus, Arabim, Daraisa. The Mila will be Nitche till tomorrow. Okay, what can I do? But even through Rishus HaRabim Durabanans, even through Kach Ein Mevienoso, Derek Gagos, Derek Hateres, Derek Karpifos, even through all these other Rishuyos, which we spoke at length about in Mesechas Erevin, a roof, a chatzer, a karpef. So you see also, a Isser Durabanan, wiping out a Mitzvah Aseh Sheish Makaris. There's only two of them. So, right, a Karban Pesach and Bris Mila. So these three examples, two of them are about Karban Pesach, one of them is about Bris Mila. So in those three cases, the Din Rabbanan pushes aside the Mitzvah Aseh Sheish Bo Karis.
Who or what is the Karisan by the Pesach Bris Mila?
So excellent, who is the Karisan by Bris Mila? So excellent question, right? The kid's not Chayef Karis yet. Child's not Chayef Karis yet. A person's only Chayef Karis if he gets older. So let's say the case, the Pashas of the case is a baby, but let's say not. Let's say there's a case where, well, it can't be. Can't be by a gadol because a gadol would not have a mila bismana on Shabbos, so it can't be. So maybe it's talking about even though in that specific case there's no kares, it's still an asay sheyesh ba kares. That's I think you have to understand it. It's no kares specifically in that case, but the chumrah, the stringency of bris mila is defined as one that has kares associated with it. But you're right, in that specific case it wouldn't have kares. Great point. Vaidus, those are the three din and drabanan that are doche. What about the three that we push aside? So, number one, Onein Ha Da Amran. Onein, what we said in our Mishnah. Aninus Laila is Drabanan, but we push it aside to allow him to eat Karban Pesach. Mitzora Maihi. What's Mitzora? Detanya. A new one. As follows. Detanya, Mitzora Shechal Shvidi Shedaber Pesach. A Mitzora, as we know, is Tami for 7 days. And on day 8, he has to bring karbanis. But what does he do before he brings his karbanis? What does he do before the process is finished? He goes to Shar Nicanor, goes to the doorway to the Azara, he sticks his hands in, and he gets sprinkled with the oil and with the blood, so he's allowed to do that. But what happens if on the last day he's about to go there, Vara Keri Bo Bayom? He becomes a Balkari. We had earlier in the Masechta, Balkari has a din of a Zav, and a Zav has to be out of two Machanos. Right? Machane Shechina, Machane Leviyah, Machane Yisrael. A Mitzorah is out of all three. So, but he was a Mitzorah, but he's at the end of the process, he's allowed to come in. But now he became a Balkari. Because Balkari, he should have to be out of two Machanos on a Durabana level, as we'll see. The Rabbanan said, no, 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 because we want you to be able to eat Karan Pesach, we'll allow you, even though you became a Balkari, who has the status of a Zav de Rabbanan, we will allow you to come in to Shar Nikanar to finish the process of Taharas HaMetzorah in order to partake of the Karan Pesach that night. So that's another example where we would push aside the din. Tova v'ochel, he could go. Amru Chachamim, Aval Pisha Tzvul Yom Eino Nichnas, even though Tzvul Yom usually, in this case, cannot come in, Zen Nichnas. Mutav, Yavo Asei Sheish Bokaris, Vizcha Asei Sheid Bokaris. Right, the Asei, Shein Bokaris. Even at most, Knisa, L'machitza, that you're usually not allowed to go in, is a mitzvah Asei, as we had earlier. Only somebody who starts allowed to go in. V'yamer v'yochana dvar Torah filo aseibo. You might even be only the rabbanon. Shnemer as the pasuk says v'yamod v'yamid Yehoshafat b'kal Yehuda v'Yerushalayim v'beis Hashem l'fnei achazer achadasha. He stood in front of the new chazer. My achazer achadasha. What does that mean? Shechidshu b'davar. It means they came up with a new din. V'yamru tful yom lo yikadis l'machna levia. Tful yom cannot go into machna levia. That's a din to rabbanon. Says Rabbi Yochanan, and we push it aside in order to allow him to partake of the Karban Pesach. So that is number five, meaning, or number two. The second din that is pushed aside for Karban Pesach. The Ritva is made famous by the Taz, but it's Mefurash HaRitva. It's Mefurash HaRitva. The Ritva Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis says, so what is this saying? We only push aside Din and Rabbanan for Mitzvah Aseh Sheish Bokaris sometimes. Sometimes, but not for Mitzvah Aseh Shein Bokaris. So why ask the Ritva? This is known as the Taz's Kasha, but it's the Ritva's Kasha. So why do we allow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Forget Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah that falls out on a weekday. Is it Issa Drabbanan of playing musical instruments? So why do we have shofar at all? Says the Ritva. Because the Rabbanan do not have the power to wipe out a mitzvah aseh totally. Even one she'ein bo kares. Like shofar. Shofar, what's wrong? Right? What does our Gemara say? Says the Ritva. The Rabbanan only maybe an Aseh Sheish Bokaris. If it's Ein Bokaris, for sure not. So why don't you wipe out shofar totally? Right? It's an Issa Drabbanan. The answer is they can't wipe out a mitzvah aseh totally. So if they wipe out shofar when it falls out on Shabbos, fine. But they can't wipe out shofar when it falls out on a weekday. Well, you'll never blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. The Torah says to blow shofar. You'll never blow shofar. That can't be. And therefore, says the Ritva, it's a Ritva Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis. So now we can quote the Ritva, not just the Taz and Tavkuf Peches. He says, Imke Nimseis Mitzvazu Mispatelas, Mikol Yisrael La'olam, Veda Nasis, Veich Yasru Lagamre, Veyistru Mashet Sivsa Torah. The Rabbanan don't have that power. V'yavav Yishasru B'Shabbos, V'shub Gzeira Rabba, Hosam Efshar Le'iskaye B'yantav Shechol B'chol, Masheki Bazeh, Shenitcheis Mikol Yisrael B'chol Zman, Shalomidu Devrayim, V'chul. And he continues, that's a very important Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, the Aflamid Beis, Amid Beis. Okay, there's more there, but we will continue. Says the Gemara Beis HaPras, last one. The last din Rabbanan that we push aside for a Mitzvah Aseh Sheish Bokaris, it's not, as the Mishnah says, in Maseches Aholos. What's a Beis HaPras? If you remember, Beis HaPras is an area where a kever was plowed over. So there's a Suffolk kever somewhere. What do you mean a Suffolk kever? We assume there's no large piece of a mace anywhere. The problem is that a small bone, the size of a barley seed, is metame b'maged b'masa. It's not metame b'ol, halach Moshe b'Sinai, but it's metame b'maged b'masa. So let's say somebody's walking there, they might step on a tiny piece of a bone and become tame. That's Beis HaPras, Suffolk, we're not sure. So the usual halacha is that Beis HaPras makes you tame midrabanan, automatically. So, says the Mishnah, Titzan, Vishavan, Vishavan, Vishilel, Shebot Kinlo, Se Pesach, Vein Bot Kinlo, Chay Shuma. If somebody's on his way to do Karban Pesach, and he has to go through a Beis HaPras in order to get there on time, so he's allowed to bidik, he's allowed to check as he goes through, and as long as he doesn't see a bone, so we can assume he is Tahar. We will not allow this Kula for Ochlei Truma. There's no time pressure, it's not an Aseh Sheish Bokaris, so therefore we don't allow for Osei Pesach. How do you check my Botkin? He goes very close to the floor and he blows. He blows. So if there's any bone there, it'll get blown away, and it'll be safe. Rav Yehuda Bar Abaya or Bar Ami, Mishmeid Rav Yehuda Amar, Beis HaPrasha Nidashtar. If it's been totally trampled by so many people already, so then we say it's tar anyway, and there is no need to even check. Okay, Adra Chaisha, now we get into Pesach Sheni. Is it included for Ochlei Truma? No. Rashi says Beferish not. Aval Achila Shuma Lo Samchid and Alei. Sheochel Mahadid, he can wait. He can wait. There's a Dindra Abanan, a Beis HaPras makes you tame. Right, but we'll have these coolers by Karmet Pesach. Okay, Viter, here we go. The Pasuk says the Barshas Baaloscha, that if somebody is tame or far away on Erev Pesach, so then they have to go to Pesach Sheni. Somebody was Tomei. So remember, this is the last Parak in Psachim, according to the Meiri. Because Ari Psachim is Parak He, and this Parak is Parak Yud. Remember, he switched. But we have it as this order, so that's how we do it. If somebody was Tomei or Bederek Rechoka on Erev Pesach, at what time? At what time do you determine Derek Rechoka? Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Rashi says, you go by Chatzos. We'll have to on tomorrow's daf. You go by when the Chiyuv starts. The Rambam says you go by the morning. Go by Alos HaShachar and Erev Pesach. Machlokas, exactly when you determine Derek Rechoka. V'loas, says a Rishon, if he's Tomei or far away. And he didn't do Parbe Pesach Rishon. Ya, says a Sheni. So he goes to Pesach Sheni. Shogag Onenes V'loas, says a Rishon. If he did it, it was Shogeg or out of his control, and he didn't do it. Ya, says a Sheni. Imke Laman Emar Tomei or Shari B'Derek Rechoka. So why do you say examples if it applies to anybody? She'elu B'turn Mea Kares Ve'elu Chayav Abi Kares. These are Patrik from Kares, and these are Chayav. Who's these and who's these? We'll have to see the Gemara, who the these are talking about. All the Achronim get into the act here and wonder, is there any other mitzvah? Look, by every mitzvah, you have to do what you have to do in order to be in the position to do the mitzvah. What, I'm not going to buy a lulav. And on Erev Pesach, I'm going to be in a state and, oh, what can I do? No lulav. No, go buy the lulav before Sukkos, so you have the lulav. Go get a shofar before him. Go get to Yerushalayim. What do you mean? Ah, Derech Rechoka, Pator. What are you talking about? So this is what many, based on Rishonim, but the Tzlach, we had back on Daf Gimel, right? We had it 90 blot ago, right? Daf Gimel, the Tzlach said, no, Karmet Pesach is different. That's what the Chiddush is, Derech Rechoka, right? That if you don't have to, it's like Tzitzis, if you're in the situation, you know, then you have to do it. And the Minchas Chinuch says, what? What are you talking about? The Tzlach has a line. Where do you ever see that you have to put yourself into the situation of doing the mitzvah? Says the Minchas Chinuch, always. Always, you have a chiyuv mitzvah, you have to make sure you're in the situation of doing a mitzvah. So, but it's a huge chiddush when it comes to Pesach Sheni. Remember, we have a Gemara earlier on Daf Ayin Amud Beis. We had two of the Amoraim that were upset about a certain decision that was made by the Beis Din about Erev Pesach at Shabbos. They said, forget it, we're leaving. We don't want to be part of this. So they left Eretz Yisrael in order not to be there. So some bring that as a raya. Oh, you see, you don't have to be in that position. So the Chazon Ish says, no, that's only because they were upset about what was going on. They thought it was like a Chil Hashem to be involved in that Pesach. Okay. Either way, let's quickly just do this Gemara. Itmar, and then we'll end off with one Dvar Musar. Hayav Derech Rechoka, V'shaktu V'zarku Alav. What happens if somebody's Derech Rechoka? And therefore they're Pater, they can go to Pesach Sheni. And anyway, though, they're Shechted on. V'zarku Alav. And they're Shechted on behalf of. And they come that night. They couldn't get there by the time of Shechitas at Pesach, but they end up coming at 11 o'clock at night. They get to Yerushalayim. So did the Karmet Pesach work for them? Machlokas. Rav Nachman Amar Hertzah, Rav Nachman Sheshes Amar Lo Hertzah. Machlokas. So we'll go through at least one Shechita today. Rav Nachman Amar Hertzah, it worked. Why? Mechazu dechas rachmana alav. The Torah, by allowing you to do a Pesach Sheni, is having rachmanus on you. Ve'i avit tavol avracha. But if you did it, that's fine. Tavol avracha. For if Sheshes Amar No Lo Hertzah, mitcha dachi rachmana katame. If you are a Pesach Sheni Jew, you are out. Your chiyuv is removed. And therefore, if you do it, it's meaningless. Amar Rav Nachman Minah Aminah, how do I know, ask Rav Nachman, that it works, Ditzad, because the Mishnah said, Misha Hayatami, oh, B'derek Rechokov, Lo Asa Rishon, Yaseh Sasheni, if you were far away and you didn't do it, Michlal, Mashma, Di'iboy Oven, if you did do it, it would work. Why do you have that extra line? If you didn't do it, it must be, if you did do it, it would work. Verif Sheshes Amalacha, no. Ihachi, Rav Sheshes would say, what about the next line? Sefer Tektari, Shogad O'ne'enas, V'lo'asa Rishon, Yaseh Sheni. What did the next line say? Oh, if you were Ba'ones and didn't do it, then do the Sheni. Mitektani, V'lo'asa, Mechal Dibay, Avad. What? If you were Ones and didn't do it. Of course you didn't do it. You were Ba'ones. Harishogad O'ne'enas.
So Ella says of Sheishes, it must be there's a case in the Mishnah that's not mentioned. That's really being implied. Ella mazid katani badayu. It must be that in the Seifa, mazid is the hidden case. Hachanami, onein katani badayu. So too, onein is the hidden case in the Resha. Says Rav Sheshes, and Amar Rav Naashi, Masiz and Amideka. And Rav Ashi says, I think the Mishnah is Meduyik that it's missing cases. Tiktani, Elu Patur Mei Karis, Elu Chayavin Bi Karis. After all, it talks about people Patur Achaya from Karis. Ahai, what is that last line referring to? Ilema Ashogig Venenas, Shogig Venenas, Bei Karis, Edu, then Achayav Karis, so it was out of their control. Elo Lava Mezid, Va'onein. It must be referring to Mezid and Onein, that if they didn't do it, so then they will get Karis in for Pesach Sheni. Rav Nachman Amar Lo Kol. Last night, Rav Nachman would say, no, I don't think there's any cases missing. La'olam ha-mezid l'chudeh. Only in the Seifa, mezid is being referred to. But not onin in the Resha. U'bedin u'di ba'ile l'misli chayev. It should say chayev, not chayovin. V'haydik, tani chayovin. Aydi, tani Resha patur, tani Seifa chayovin. So it says that to be parallel. But either way, Rav Nachman says, my shita is, even if somebody was derech rechoka, or a similar situation, it can work. We will have, Be'ez Hashem, on the coming dafim, there's a machlokas, what derech rechoka means. Right, tomorrow's daf is also going to have what exactly is Pesach Sheni all about. But there's a machlokas, whether mamish far away, or what if you're standing 1 foot outside of the Azara, of the Iskalpas Azara. There's one there that says you're standing outside 1 foot. Says one of the Rebbes, that I saw the Chashuke Chabad quotes this. Quotes this from the, right, they'll bring the Geula, I'll quote it by name. The Beis Yisrael. Because for the Beis Yisrael, you know what the message of Derech Rechoka is? One step in the right direction could change your life. You could be right outside the scope of the Azara. Right outside Yerushalayim, right outside. One step outside. You walk inside, you're a Pesach Rishon Jew. You stay outside, Pesach Sheni Jew. Ad kama alula psia achas bodedes l'kfoa es goralo haruchani shel ha'adam. He's far away. He takes one step in, you're here. You're one of us. The FLP came, Psia Achaz, Lazara, Pnima, Mesukal, Hailakra, Pesach, and Klal Yisrael, but because you're Meruchak, you know, you have to realize, one step in the right direction in our spiritual world can make all the difference. And he says, Halacha Lamaisa, Hashlacha Maisit, if somebody is standing right outside of Shul, and they think they're dominating with a tzibur, just step inside. If you're outside, you're not with the tzibur. If you're on the yiskop of alachus v'ispalo, ein mitztarif la'asara. V'yitachin shlo yanev v'goralo, yechratz bazeh. You want to get the tzibur, the schus ha-tzibur. We spoke about it in Shabbat Shuvah. It says, you got to be inside. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Then the show will continue. Then the Hashem next time.